We're getting
romantical, baby.
Bro, stop. This is oh God. Oh. We have two people coughing, one that's silent because he has a fireball going on, and not me because I'm laughing so goddamn hard.
Wait, he's got a fireball going on, that fucking wizard?
Yeah, he's a fucking wizard, all right. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Coffee and D. Welcome to Coffee and D&D, and welcome to our segment of Coffee Table Talk. I do every one of these intros different. I can't keep it the same because I'm ADHD out the ass. With us today, we have the great, the magical CJ and Rudy from Nat One and Done. Both players, one playing a gunslinger druid and one playing a bugbear with his Echo Knight friend.
Yeah, he gives me a lot of attitude.
Wait, me or the fucking...
No, my fucking Echo, dude. He legit has a fucking attitude.
He's a sassy bitch.
Yeah, there's times where I call him in and I'm doing something and he just looks at me with either disappointment, disgust, or I'm going to kill you one of these days. And I don't get how.
Which is hilarious because that's not like its own thing, dude. That's literally you. It's not a sentient being. That's just you.
How do you know? How do you know?
We can't be sure.
maybe it's just Tor's reflection.
That would be sick, kind of like the hidden lore of Tor being a secret genius.
I feel like that's always been true, though. I feel like that's always been true. It's just like how Toast's character is secretly the coolest guy on the planet, but you know he doesn't let that on.
Yeah, he's really just a total bro dude, but he's a little offhandish 97% of the time.
And has schizophrenia out his ass.
I mean, better out than in.
Did you just quote Shrek?
No. Yes.
No.
So, I didn't intentionally quote Shrek. It just kind of happened.
Oh, we've been on a roll. So everyone knows. We chat with Nat One and Done all the time. These guys are awesome. CJ and Rudy here. We have our own little fun thing with Chuck Norris, Shrek, and all of the great combinations that we can make Chuck Norris into. For example, it is called Chuck Prime. And that will, no one will understand this, but only we will. Chuck Prime is the king, and then Shrek Norris is our god.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Although I do have some things I'm cooking up. I've tried quite a few, and I've gotten a we can't do that. So I'm trying a little bit of a different approach.
Oh, when we get the we can't do that, you know ChatGPT is struggling.
I mean, it was Chuck Norris and Kim Jong-un.
Bro, ChatGPT just sent a message like, stop, please.
Yeah, basically.
You get a personal email from the AI bot that says, bruh, stop.
Yeah, no, it was fucking with me right now? Nuts.
Are you okay? Do we need to send mental help?
Yeah, when the ChatGPT turns you down, you know something is up.
You're gonna get a fucking wellness check pop up at your fucking house. Are you good, bro?
Just TPD at my fucking door.
Bro, you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Why? We love Chuck Norris.
Now you leave me and my Chuck Norris alone. It's romantical time.
Oh my God.
Bro, I will sponsor anything that man does, except for that fucking water. Anything but that.
Just saying, I think I've created a fucking masterpiece. Although I'm waiting. We'll find out.
Oh my god. If I laugh any harder, I might either shit myself or piss myself. It's about a 50-50 right now.
That would be one hell of a show topper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Walk till the end to see Cam shit his pants on camera.
That's behind the paywall.
Okay, so I think it could have done this one better, but let's see if you could see what I was going for here.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, Chuck.
Bro, are you actively making Chuck Norris's right now?
No.
Oh my god, what the fuck?
Why is that so cool?
It's
why does he have Norris. Why is he a samurai?
Bro,
that's
yes.
sick.
Because it's Chuck Norris and Shrek as a samurai.
Oh my goodness. That why is that so cool? Why should that be a D&D character?
Oh bro, don't give him ideas, man. That's his next fucking character.
Right. And I finally did kind of learn how to create a character in Roll 20, so now I can get real custom with shit.
Oh boy. Oh boy. I mean, the fighter class does literally have a subclass called Samurai. So that is 100% on the table.
And I could just be Nuk-choris.
Nuk-choris, yep.
See, no, no.
Or you could
no
be Chuck Lee. There. You could yes. be Chuck Lee.
I love
be
it.
Be a samurai fighter. And a monk at the same time.
Oh, God. That would be a interestingly dangerous in multiple ways class. Because I could see that going really good. But one wrong stat placement and everything is going to shit.
Well, your main stats would be dex and strength, along with constitution and a little bit of wisdom.
I think if he's going to be a samurai, he's got to be a little bit more wise than intelligent.
Yeah, no, intelligence and charisma are at the bottom dollar. You're putting it all into wisdom, constitution. I mean, you really don't even need constitution. You could just be a glass fucking cannon. Just strength, true. Dex, and wisdom.
You
just
need
be able
modify,
to just...
You need to modify a bunch of those, like the confusion says... But those, but just like swamp based. I only want swamp based fucking critiques and fucking nice little, what is it called? Little wise sayings.
Your stunning strike is just shame. You just shame them. You just dishonor them.
You and your family are dishonored.
Oh, dude, stop. Don't give him ideas, bro. This man's got like 80 fucking characters pre-built.
This is perfect because he can use it for the Chuck Prime one shot.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
That's all I'm going to say, the Chuck Prime one shot. No See, other
that
details.
Has me, that has me worried because if we're fighting him, we're just, it's TPK. Guaranteed.
But if everybody's little Chuck, don't you think that'd kind of bounce it out a little bit more?
Holy that's shit, just
Chuck Shrek Boyardee.
All the Chucks that we have created.
Against Chuck. Yes. Against the Chuck.
Yes.
Now I to claim it. who is the realest Chuck? Who is the supreme Chuck? Who is Chuck Prime?
Ooh, fuck. Oh man. Let me see if I don't think it's going to make this one, which kind of makes me sad, but it's still generating. This could be the gold medal of peak D&D character creation.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, but realistically, out of all those Chucks, who do you got your money on?
Truly Chuck Lee. I feel like Chuck Lee is two worlds that are colliding because Bruce Lee and Chuck Norris are like about even. Like they're an even okay. fight.
I don't know, man. I think Austin Powers Chuck Norris has that's got my money.
I feel like the shit you could get away with that. I love how the beginning of this conversation for this coffee table talk is just us talking about how we're going to turn Chuck Norris into a D&D fucking one shot, and it's great. It's awesome. And we're making these awesome fucking characters that will just destroy the world. They'll all be level 20. Because that's what Chuck Jones was just born that way.
Chuck was born at level 20.
Bro was just born at level 20. Magic is so scared of him that he has all access and no spell slots.
Yeah, that sounds about right. But my question is, what Chuck is Toast going for? Because I got mine, but I want to see if he picks it or not.
I hope it's not, but I would probably be the Chuck Squatch.
Okay. No, we did differ. Chuck Squatch is pretty sick, but man, Chon is a great one, but I think Chuckzilla would be.
Oh, Chuckzilla would be nuts. One. Chuckzilla would be nuts. Now we just have to hear.
Power play.
Yeah, he is a huge power play. Okay, I will say though, Chuck Diesel, that is another huge power play. or Vin Norris. It has to be Chuck Diesel.
That one is supposed to be Trock.
No, I'm telling you right now, that is fucking Chuck Diesel right there. 100%.
Let me see if I can get it.
What about Chuck
the
Miss Prime? I fuck with that one. That's a really good one.
Dude, Chuck Prime, that is the king. He may not be as good as the other Chucks, but that is the King Chuck. I feel like Chuck Norris's guns are so scared to run out of ammo because of what Chuck Norris will do to them.
Yeah, I can definitely see that being a big fear. Because you don't want to disappoint the Chuck.
No, if you disappoint him, I mean, it's just horrible. It's horrible. Can't disappoint him.
It's like disappointing your DM.
You say DM or BM?
DM.
Okay.
I don't know what a bungeon master is.
I was thinking baby mama. I was like, okay.
Whoa.
Oh, hell no, nope.
Either or. You don't want to piss either or off.
Your baby mama and your DM on the same level.
What if they're the same person, though? That's Inception.
Then that's what you call a conflict of interest.
I don't know.
Just rolling
I feel
at disadvantage the whole session.
Yeah,
you just fucked.
The worst shit that could happen would happen to me, Garen fucking T.
Oh, it would only be to you, too. It would only be to you.
Oh, God, this one is terrifying.
I want to go back into, like, every episode we recorded and just fucking mark down how many nat ones you got, dude. You fucking rack these shits up per session.
Well, why do you think in the awards I got the nat one award?
Bro can't be beat.
Nope, not when it comes to nat ones. I mean, you said, what is it, Utoast that rolls nat ones too?
No, it's everyone. It's everyone on the table. It's an everyone deal. Toast, how many do we have? I forgot. You were supposed to make a count. I think he does have it.
I don't have a full count, but the last session we had 3 nat ones and 5 nat 20s.
That was nuts. That was okay. So
Damn.
In our last session,
what the fuck is that? What do you call that?
That is Cher Norris.
Cher.
Dude, I thought it was Cher Diesel.
I thought it was Vin Diesel too, bro. It was the cross and the black muscle shirt, bro.
So I don't know what the fuck is going
on. I think that's why the one that says Ranger Code with the fucking flaming lasso, I felt like that was just, that's Chuck Diesel 100%, bro. The tattoos on the arms,
no,
the way his face
is. This is what it came up for Chuck Diesel.
Yo, why does he look like Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, he does.
Wait, is Ryan Reynolds the new Chuck Norris?
He is what happens when Chuck Norris and Vin Diesel. Dom Toretto have a baby. Walker Texas Ranger and Dom Toretto had a baby.
Oh, that
and
is...
And he was Ryan Reynolds.
And he was Ryan Reynolds. It's nuts.
Sponsor D&D, Deadpool. Come on, do it.
Yeah, come on. Come on, I'll just have to just blow up Ryan Reynolds' fucking social media. And Chuck Norris. I got to get him on for that one shot. That is a true goal.
Chuck
if I can
Norris
do
DMs
that.
DMs the one shot?
No, he wouldn't even have to DM. I would just have him play Chuck. I would have him play himself.
He's level 20. All of his stats
No, he's level 35.
20.
He's level 35.
Bro, no, level 35.
Thing, it wouldn't work because nobody plays Chuck Norris.
No, that's why Chuck Norris, he would physically be there because the only person that could be Chuck Norris is Chuck Norris.
No, no, no. Nobody plays Chuck
Norris.
No one
plays Chuck Norris.
Yeah. No one can play the Chuck.
Nope. No one can compete. It's if you try, your brain explodes.
You only
or you're hunted by him for the next 100 years.
Could you?
The ghost of Norris past.
You gotta make that an actual ailment in a campaign. You just get haunted by the ghost of Chuck Norris, and randomly through like each session, a fist will just come out of his beard and knock you unconscious.
Or just you're just fighting some guy, and then all of a sudden just a magical hand breaks through the wall, like through time, it's space and self, and punches you in the face.
Yes.
Instead of rolling levels of exhaustion, you have fucking levels of Norris.
Yep.
Levels of Norris is crazy, dude. Yo.
You gotta turn this into a mechanic somehow.
Literally just turn everything in D&D to Chuck-based shit.
I'm fucking down. I'm down.
By the way, he doesn't have to roll the hit. He auto-hits.
He auto-crits, man.
Auto-crits. Constant. You can't stop him. He's just constantly auto-critting.
It's called an auto-chuck, okay?
Yeah.
Just as soon as it's his turn, everything on the field dies except his teammates, unless he wants them to join the dead.
Or if he thinks it's fun to let you survive.
Yes.
Because if he thinks you can withstand his true power, he will let you live.
Hell yeah.
Jesus.
Fuck it up, Chuck.
At full levels of Norris. He's not even a shadowy figure. You get the full Chuck raw coming at you. You get raw
birthday
Norris.
And it lasts for 6 rounds. For every level, it is per round. So like, you know, level one
per
of Chuck exhaustion
years.
Is just 1 round and it's a fist that comes out of nowhere. And then it slowly just builds up till you are just fighting. There's just 6 rounds of Chuck Norris absolutely beating your ass.
Oh god, dude. They should I feel like they missed an opportunity there. They should have made fucking Chuck Norris a warlock patron and just put all the stats for Muscle Wizard into that.
100%. 100%. But would it be a Muscle Wizard or would it be a Chuck or would it be a Chuck Wizard?
The pack of the Chuck.
It's a Chizzard.
It's a Chizzard. Bruh's a Chizzard. Yeah, my new character is a Chizzard.
You play a Chizzard Norlock?
Fuck. God damn it. That was a great one.
I love it.
That was just... That just sank the ship.
Fuck.
The Chuck's not on because he just sank it.
God damn it.
Chuck is the boat. You'll never see it.
The reason the Titanic sank was because Chuck Norris wasn't on it.
Chuck Norris was the iceberg. Yep.
Yeah, he was taking a bath that day.
And boat got in his way. Just happened to hit him. Punched a giant hole through it. Oh my goodness.
Oh, God.
20 minutes
of this is just Chuck Norris jokes.
20 minutes of this is just Chuck Norris jokes.
You're I think we did it for an hour last time we had a discussion.
I'm pretty sure we did. Yeah. I'm pretty fucking sure we did. Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That is
Joe Chuck Rogan?
Diesel.
Joe Rogan?
Holy shit, it does look like a midgetified.
It looks like small Joe Rogan.
It looks
100%
just like Joe Rogan.
to a T.
That's Jamie pulled the video of that bear.
Oh my goodness.
I love it.
Oh, I'm laughing so hard I can't even fucking think properly. dude. I don't even know what the hell I was going to say.
Anymore. I just want to talk about Chuck Norris.
Bro, we have to get CJ to make a fucking Norlock now. I need to see
Is
this.
It inappropriate for us to post an episode that's entirely about Chuck Norris?
I feel like that's definitely going to get copyrighted and there's nothing we can do about it.
But why?
But
it's a Chuck Norris appreciation post.
Yeah, just shout him out.
I just tag him in every single one of these if I drop a clip. Hey, Chuck Norris, just tag him constantly. At Chuck Norris. At Chuck Norris, dude. I'm gonna. You guys will see that on the Instagram.
We're Chuck Norris because we fucking love you, Chuck Norris.
This will be its own clip. We love Chuck Norris. Come and join us. You don't have to learn how to do shit. All you got to do is be here, man. You are him.
You are everything.
You're not that guy, pal. He is that guy.
Yeah.
That's the guy that we're all trying to compare ourselves to. He is that guy.
Well, why do you think they didn't pick Chuck for the Dos Equis commercials? Because he was too fucking interesting.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Interesting man. You can't have Chuck on there. He's so interesting that it would just, they would all pay attention to him. They wouldn't even pay attention to what you're trying to sell.
Guys?
The Dos Equis guy needed Chuck Norris's permission to make that commercial.
Do you want to see a Chuck Norris tiefling?
Yes, please.
Oh, no.
More than anything in the world.
Here you go.
This is evolving quickly.
Okay, that's kind of sick, actually.
Bro, is that Satan?
That is a chiefling.
That is a chiefling? I'd play a chiefling. Hardcore play a chiefling.
All right, guys, I'm going to make a character real quick.
I'm going to make a character. Just make it a chiefling real quick. It's a special race. I auto-hit on everything. That's the only thing I get. Auto-hit on everything.
That's crazy.
Because he's part tiefling. He can't auto crit, but he can auto hit.
Yes. I mean, his ears look almost, you know, slightly elvish. So, elven reroll?
Nah, just give him every feat, every stat, every history. This is Chuck Norris we're talking about.
All backgrounds and all his bonuses stack.
He has a 60 to strength.
Yeah, I roll a perception. I rolled 200. How the fuck is that even possible?
And if you question him, you just die. You just explode.
You just disintegrate, yeah.
Instead of casting the spell disintegrate, he just looks at him hard enough and they just explode.
I fucking love it.
Jesus.
If I can find the video, there's a band from back in the day called Horse the Band. And they have, Rudy, I've shown you this video. They have a really weird video with a dude that kind of looks like Ryan Dunn dressed up as a budget superhero. Yeah.
I vaguely remember this. I think I might put this like in the back of my mind, like I repressed this memory.
I'm going to find it and I'm going to send it to you guys. And let me know what you think. Actually, that brings up a question in all three of your D&D careers. Has music ever been any form of inspiration to a character?
Oh, 100%.
Oh yeah, dude. 100%. Like, for a character I play.
Most I've only ever media. Made one character.
And what is yours based off of, though?
A video game.
It's, right. 100%. I would say music. I would say like video games. I would say book. I don't read. I shouldn't say books.
I don't read
fucking books.
does it count that I listen to them?
I don't even listen. It would count that you listen to them.
It's closer to what Cam does.
Yeah, I don't do shit. I don't. What's a book? I know those things. Those aren't books. Those are manuals. Funny things that I look at.
Those are decoration.
Those are, yes. After you're done with them, they're just decoration. They just sit over there. You don't need them.
You know, I don't have time to read, so I host my own audiobook server.
Jesus.
How much dedicated wham do I need to run my own audiobook server?
Not a what at all.
Are you looking for people to read books for you? I'll do it. I'll get my sensual voice baby.
I mean, you
feeling romantical?
Are you feeling romantical?
I'm feeling very romantical.
Cam, that means you have to read.
I can do that. I do that all the time. I'm just not good at it.
You gotta do it in this voice.
Hold on.
Gonna get real romantical in this bitch. Oh damn, that's what I picture that fucking Chuck Norris tiefling looking like. Sounding like, sorry.
Let me meet you with my fist, chewing the power of my fire. I'll give you all 9 levels of the hells. Right up your ass with my boot.
I'm good. I don't like fire. Fire bad. Okay.
100%. I've had several inspiration for characters off of some of the songs that I listen to.
Hell yeah.
Like, there's this one song, and great artist. I think it's called Poor Man's God. I don't remember exactly his name, but super great artist. And another one as well. He also sings a song called 3 Cobalts in a Trench Coat. Super great. I think it's, hold on, let me look. I have to plug him because he's a really awesome guy. He makes some really fucking awesome music, and I'd love to talk to him. Let's see. Goddamn fucking Spotify. Open up. I'm looking for shit.
It's Spotify. It won't open.
Oh, Chase Noseworthy
is
the artist.
Solid ass name right there.
Right. He does a lot of D&D or Bardic S songs, and he's great. He makes a song called 3 Kobolds in a Trench Coat. So that's like one of the NPCs or characters that I would love to play. Just 3 Kobolds in a Trench Coat that is a bard. Their strength is super high because the bottom has to be super strong, but they're not agile at all. they're not agile.
But aren't kobolds kind of known for their somewhat agility? Not necessarily their speed, but I know their prowess in getting around.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it's
going to
be affected if it's 3 of them stacked up on top.
Yeah, but if they're all stacked up, it just kind of just slowly depletes it. So like whatever you roll, you have to minus it by 2 for each kobold.
That's where you just have the kobolds human centipede it under that trench coat.
I don't think that's no, bro. That is not what you mean.
And that would
what
free
the
up
fuck?
That,
you
could have
literally said, Pringles style, where they're stacked up on top. Why the fuck did you go human centipede? That's fucking
human
weird,
centipede.
Man.
Because then you still have the use of your hands and feet.
But would the trench coat even be used, or would they just be in a horse costume?
Bro, that ain't a life worth living.
A horse costume for sure.
I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah, this got weird,
Mom,
man.
Come pick me up.
just an 8-legged horse.
Ah, yes. Oh, legendary 8 legs. Octo leg.
This is derailed so much.
Fuck. fuck, dude. This got weird.
Nothing.
30 minutes of true nothing, and it's great. It's absolutely fantastic.
So here's how you get it back. So, Toast, have you legitimately only built one character?
Two after we did that one shot, but okay. Yeah, like the only character I've ever like really put time into is the one that we have in our current campaign, and yeah, it's based off a video game.
Yeah, so. And he built it. I built it. Told me what he wanted, and I helped him build it because he's still fresh to the, you know, like the whole building aspect. So I asked him questions.
Since this is like your first character, do you find yourself like halfway through playing it, you're like, I'm going to make another backup character just for this? Because I do that shit all the time, dude. I have a solid character I'm playing. I was like, I love it. And then I started like building out another character. And I was like, I love this one too.
I've messed with it. I don't have any like completed characters that would be ready to go. But I definitely have like ideas like saved in the backlogs of D&D Beyond.
I have 35 characters created on Beyond.
I have 47. I've never played as a character but one time for a couple sessions. Okay. And I have 47 different characters built.
Hell yeah.
50% of them are bards and the other 50% are rogues.
Oh, see, so you know, mine are a smorgasbord of characters.
Mine are too, but they're all multi-class. Those are just the base. Those are just the base for a lot of my stuff because rogues get, you know, at a certain level, they get the ability to where, oh, I rolled an 8, it's actually a 10. I rolled a 1, it's actually a 10, you know?
Well, do you guys want to see something pretty cool?
What do you got?
Hey, Rudy.
What up?
Tom Doretto.
No, dude, that's my least favorite of your characters. I fucking hated that character so much, man. He was a fucking asshole.
I
love it.
I need to know.
So we did this thing for a while where we weren't playing D&D like consistently, but our DM Pops, he would be like, hey, we can do like, what were they called? X crawls or something like that?
Yeah.
So it's basically just like a one shot where you like blast through a dungeon. And he played as, what the fuck was a human fighter? Fucking Tom Doretto, and it had like a horrible New Jersey accent.
Yeah,
and
so
it was,
he's actually a cleric.
Oh man, I fucking hated that dude. He's like, what, you want to fucking fight? I was like, please stop, man. We're on the same team, bro.
Hey, what, you want to fucking go, huh?
It was like 90% of the voice that I hated.
Walking, yeah, man.
Yeah, you want to fucking go?
I have a couple that I've built that I'm like, yeah, these people are Australian. I have a couple tieflings that are like, well, fucking hey, mate, how's it going there, bud? You know, just being a total cocksucker, you are.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I love like the accents in D&D, but I can't fucking commit to it. So like I'll start and like, I'm like, I can't do this. And I'll just drop it.
Oh, I have so much fun with accents. I've truly one of my funnest characters that I think I've built that I've subjugated a Russian accent for. He's a fucking bard paladin combo. Bard College of Swords with Paladin, and he's just a total fucking douchebag, but he's Russian, so you can't tell he's a total fucking douchebag. It's like the Russian off of fucking Rocky.
Ivan Drago.
Dosvidaniya.
If he dies, he dies.
If I kill him, I will rip out his throat.
Yeah, you have vodka?
I will pour vodka down my throat.
Like, I'll start doing it.
I will show the motherland, my love.
I'll start doing an accent, like, halfway through. I was like, I feel silly. I can't do this.
Oh, that's the best part, though. I mean, I guess I did theater. So, like, the whole accent, you know, changing that little bit, it's just a lot of fun. That's how I see it. I mean, I don't understand it. I understand where you're coming from, Rudy, 100%. My girlfriend, like, she was going to commit to an Australian accent because there for a while I would do an Australian accent and it would get her in that same tone. And first couple episodes, that's what she did. And then it just kind of faded off. And now it's just her voice.
Yeah, because, like, I've been playing for, like, 3 years, but, like, I don't feel like, oh, I know what's going on. Like, I still feel like I'm still brand new to it. And the same thing with, like, my lady. When we played, like, I run a couple, like, one-shots for him. And she was like, I'm going to do this voice and this voice. And we started playing and she's like, I'm not going to do the voice. But, like, actually, if you go back into, like, the first couple episodes of, like, Nat 1, you can hear, like, I'm trying to do, like, a Western accent. And then, like, within the second episode, I dropped it. I was like, I can't do this.
You just got to commit with it sometimes.
Like, well, what we're going to do is, you know what, guys? Let's go this way.
You don't talk to Mother Russia that way.
Which I will okay,
mate, I'll get a kangaroo on your ass right now, mate.
I will give fucking CJ
props. I'll cook your ass up like shrimp on the barbie.
Because for like, how many campaigns have we played together, dude? Well, it's never been like full campaigns because we have that thing where like we'll start playing and then like the different DMs we've had at the time, they'll like drop the campaign. And it's always kind of a bummer because then you have these characters that you never get to like finish like a story arc for them or whatever.
That's exactly what happened to Rick the Raccoon is what his name was.
Dude, legitimately, Julian, the one I played for the one shot, that was a character that I had played for a couple of sessions into a campaign with the DM, and she just stopped like showing up and then like she kind of bailed on us. So I was like, it was cool to like, hey, I'm going to give him like, I want to give him like a ending to the story. And that's what I got to do in the one shot. I was like, that was fun.
I'm glad I was able to give you that outlet. That was awesome. That was awesome. I thought Julia was great. He just walked to his home. He's like, yeah, I live in the Feywild. I'm going home. And then Tharn's like, yeah, I'm just going to punch a hole through a fucking mountain and go live in a valley.
I didn't see it going that way at all.
He wanted to be in his natural habitat, man, the mountains.
That's fucking wild. I didn't see it ending that way at all, dude. I was like, you're going to fucking, you're going to Tarrasque everybody? What kind of shit is that, like, bro?
Dude, you're a fucking dick.
Were you like the last one to go down, right?
I don't know if I was like the last one, but I was. Yeah. I know I was towards the end.
Yeah, because I think what's his name? I think Jay went down first, and then it was RDM Lloyd. I think he went out.
No, Lloyd went down first. Lloyd got insta-fucked by his own Tarrasque because it did 150 foot cone.
I was like, yeah, dude, you're in the radius. You're fucked.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And then Jay went down, and then Nemo went down, and then Toast went down.
Oh, yeah, see, Toast was the last one. Dude, you should have ran, man. You should have just fucking ran for
it. He couldn't run far enough away from it.
Oh, he was blocking you in, huh?
Yeah.
You should have jumped in the hole, dog.
Yep, you should have followed my lead.
And y'all clowned on fucking Julian for going home. I was like, yeah. I was like, this is where I'm done, guys.
When Shit, I was pop. Listening to that recording, I'm like, wow, they really fucking hated on Julian for just going home.
Yeah, like, bro, I listened to it, and I was like, I got like legitimately like 5 minutes worth of shit for going home.
Yeah.
I was like, man,
of course you ended up being the only other one that lived.
There's about 20 minutes of you guys shitting all over Thaddeus about his moaning.
In all fairness, I defended him at some point in that, and then I turned on him. I thought he sounded kind of like Piglet from Winnie the Pooh. I was cracking up when I heard it. I was like, fuck, dude. Stop bullying Piglet.
I loved like, how Jay was just like going for it. He was just like, okay, oh, see, there, what you're doing at the end. What's up with that?
Dude, that and then the fucking how long it took us to get out of those chairs. I was like, this is taking us a possible amount of time to get out of these fucking chairs.
I literally did that as a gag. I didn't think it was going to go that way, but I'm so glad it did.
Oh, dude, come on. What can you expect from us? Or at least me?
Well, truly, it was a gag to see like exactly how things were going to go. You know, bring a little bit of that fun nonsensical to see how nonsensical you guys were going to be. And then at the end, we had the whole Tarrasque thing. That was nuts. A minute of a Tarrasque.
Dude, legitimately, CJ, I didn't think you were going to make it out of that. I was kind of banking on you not making it out of that.
You bastard. No, I was terrified when shit started coming down. That's why I was like, I specify that I lay down under my shield. Because, you know, it's a big ass tower shield and I'm a tiny ass fucking mountain dwarf. So I was like, fuck it. I'll use this to cover me while I punch through this fucking mountain.
Dude, like the whole fucking heel turn at the end with the Tarrasque. I had my mic muted because I was like, well, I think I'm done here. It's like, they're not going to bring me back. I was like, I'm fine. And he's like, I used the scroll summoning Tarrasque. I was like, that's a funny way to help out. Like, death is almost done. You're like, yeah, it's like, it resolves. And then I was like, oh no, dude, I legitimately gasped. I was like, oh. I was like, this motherfucker.
I know. I wasn't expecting that. Like, he had it. And I'm like, you know, like, we're getting to the end. We had finally gotten to the end of it. You know, you guys had gone through all of the cards. And then he's like, DM, I'm going to summon my scroll. I'm going to spend a minute to summon my scroll. And I'm like, all right. And then I'm like, I didn't think of it at the time. And I'm like, wait. Wait. Oh. And then I was like, as you guys are standing there, a fucking titanic creature is summoned and kills thousands of people as it crushes half of the fucking arena. And he never specified how far away he wanted it spawned. He said, yeah, I could do it within a mile. I was like, well, he never told me exactly how far, so I'm guessing he's summoning it in front of him. Well,
I mean, that's what I would have thought.
I think as soon as they started making fun of the moaning, he had that plan in his head.
I truly think so. I think as soon as that happened, he was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to kill everyone.
Yeah, dude.
And I'm going to live.
Then they shit on me for using my wish card to bring Toast back. Like, you could have made it more efficient. I was like, you put a shot clock on that. You're like 6 seconds. I was like,
Yeah, you literally had 6 seconds to think and say your wishes before you were thrown into a portal.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to bring him back, of course. Like, you got fucking decapitated.
And I did get my legit deck of many things.
Oh, you did?
Damn. I was like, they decaffeinated this motherfucker right here.
Toasta got decaffeinated.
That was nuts. When she rolled that nat 20, I forgot about her sword, too. And I was like, oh, wait. Bye-bye. Slobberon, no head.
Yeah, dude, that I was like, oh no, dude, like even listening back to it, I had forgotten about it. And I was like, shit.
That was a terrible way to fucking go.
Yeah.
I was like, it was like right at the beginning too. Like, legitimately, dude, that dragon almost fucked me up. I did not like that dragon. Like, when I teleported to the Feywild, I legitimately had like 5 hit points left.
Oh, fuck.
Like, he's just leaving. I was like, yeah, fuck you guys. I think I've done my part.
Well, how are you gonna get back?
Exactly. I'm not planning on coming back. This is a one-way trip.
How are you going to get back? That was being teleported to a different realm or a card that would allow you to stop pulling cards would have been the only way to like truly save yourself from that.
Yeah, which, I mean, it could have been
paradise.
It could have been way worse, dude. Like, Feywild is not that bad. Like,
I know you're like I live here.
The fire plane. I was like, ah, shit.
You're in the hells. There's thousands of imps surrounding you.
Y'all getting busy.
Yeah, I was like, that's fucking crazy. But like I said, that's the Julian was a character romantic. I used for that, which I was super bummed out because I think I used it twice in two different campaigns, and they both kind of just fell apart. So I never really got a chance like fully like use them. So I was like, it was nice to give him that little happy ending. He went home.
There you go. He's at home in the Feywild in some distant world where he survived a card game that almost killed him.
The fucked up part is I think he still thinks the party is still alive.
Yeah, because like, you have no clue.
Have no idea, yeah.
You would have no clue.
My friends can handle this. Like, they don't need me. And I was like, just everybody got murdered by the fucking wizard, the moan wizard.
In the Feywild, ah, oh, my friends got this. Meanwhile, in the material plane, oh!
Yeah, because I think I mentioned that, and I think Toast like this fucking guy.
Yeah, I was so fucking happy when his Tarrasque fucking killed him.
I know. I'm like, it's a 150-foot cone. You guys are all within range. It's an area effect. That's what he's going to do.
I like how Tharn was flying up on the like the magic broom, and then he heard the Tarrasque, and he just floated back down to the bottom.
He's like, nah, I'm good. I'm going back down.
Fuck yeah. He's not Tor. He had a brain, man.
Nah, I'm good, guys. You got this.
He's not gonna fucking flip a shiny.
By the way, that was one of the funniest, like, when I listen back to that sometimes, that's one of the funniest fucking voices I've heard. Like, every time I hear it, I just can't help but laugh. It's so fucking awesome.
Seeing that, that's where I love D&D. Like, I love coming up with the voices, because I've never tried it. I've never known where to go, where to begin, but my dream as a kid growing up that got me into trying to mimic voices and accents and shit was voice acting.
100%. 100%. Like, especially for me as a kid, like, I'd watch cartoons and I'm like, I can do that voice. Yep. Like, for the longest time, like, when I was young, I could do the Yoshi voice up till I was like a senior in high school. Like, I could do it perfect.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I've lost that, but like I used to have a really good Russian accent. Like, as a kid, I was always doing accents, always finding fun ways to do, because it was entertaining. Like, you entertain yourself when you're talking to yourself in a different voice.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because it doesn't feel like you.
Yeah, dude. He always used to, like, because I've known fucking CJ for a minute now. And he always be like, yeah, it's like, I wanted to be like a voice actor. And like, I used to watch this, like this cartoon and this cartoon. He's like, you remember this one? I was like, bro, we didn't have cable. We had basic TV. I was like, the only fucking accent I learned how to do was the fucking George Lopez, the watcha. I was like, that's all I had was George Lopez, bro.
Fucking love George Lopez, dude.
That's all I can do.
Character. It's just George Lopez.
For copyright. We're probably going to get copyrighted on the Chuck Norris thing, so I shouldn't give a shit.
We're
going to
get copyrighted on so much shit.
No. Chuck Norris doesn't copyright shit. He just Chuck Norris.
Mm-hmm, 100%. We have to deal with Chuck. Saying his name that many times, we just have to deal with him. He's going to show up at my house and beat the shit out of me.
Yeah, he's just randomly going to pop up at each one of our houses just today, tomorrow, next fucking week, in a year.
And we just gathered one level of Chuck Norris.
Yes.
No, we're at six levels. All of us are at six levels. We've said it enough times that it's...
Like, I hope this plays out like Final Destination, where it's like, oh no, did you hear? He got Chuck Norris. And just everybody's living in fear now.
And it's a lie. It's like movie-esque. Like, it's filmed. It just has a camera crew that's too scared to not film him.
Oh, you mean Blair Witch Project style?
Yeah. Like, he's constantly on the hunt for his next prey, and bruh has got a camera with him 24/7.
But instead of the nose dripping, it's just sweat perfectly dripping off his fucking beard.
And if they get a bad angle, their camera just disintegrates, so they're just constantly having to buy new camera equipment to keep Chuck happy.
No, they don't even have to do it anymore, because they know his good angle is Chuck Norris.
Mm-hmm, 100%. There is no bad angle.
So if you were to play Chuck Norris in a fucking, like, an actual D&D character, what class would he be? I would assume fighter.
He would be monk. No, 100%, he would be monk gunslinger. It's exactly what Chuck Norris would be.
Yeah, I can, like, see that.
If I were to break down all of Chuck Norris's movies, it would be monk gunfighter. Like, 100%.
What about Ranger?
I feel like Ranger could have an opportunity in there, but I feel like if we're just going for raw, pure power Chuck, it would be Ranger Gunslinger. Very, like...
Monk Gunslinger, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like Monk Gunslinger. I feel like Ranger does come into play at times, but I feel like that is, like... Because Chuck has no bounds. So, like, he would have, like... If we're talking no limits on the level, bro would be, like, level 20 Monk, level 20 Gunslinger, and, like, level 5 Ranger.
That's fair. I could see that.
Yeah.
What's your guys' fucking go-to class, though? Let me ask that. I'm trying to veer away.
That's
from
a great. That is actually a genuinely great question. Dragons,
but like, I'm not
I'll actually let Toast. Toast. What do you? What's your go-to? Like, I mean, I know you're still new, but what do you?
Stuff like
what
that.
Is like? What has attracted you the most?
I would say a lot of the times I tend to play a rogue character.
Oblivion for the win.
Yep.
That's usually what I end up, like, no matter what I think about doing at the beginning, I always end up being a rogue, no matter what. I do my best to differentiate, like actively, like, thinking about the fact that I should not be doing rogue things.
Hell yeah.
So sometimes that's fun, you know, but yeah, for the most part, I just sneak around and stab things.
Or stealth archers in Skyrim. You just can't help it. It's like one of those addictions. You're just like, I'm going to be a stealth archer. Like, oh, I'm going to be this, and this. And eventually you just end up being a stealth archer. I did that in Oblivion. I did that to myself. I had chose the monk class and I'm a stealth archer. I punch people in the face every so often, but I'm mainly using a bow. Honestly,
yeah, that's the power of the bow for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just can't beat it sometimes. Truly D&D wise, though, I would say one of the classes that I've fallen the most in love with would be have to be bards. Like, I don't know what it is about bards, and they have such great stat abilities. Their magic potential is nuts, and especially depending on the subclass you choose, I'm like, one of my favorites would have to be eloquence, the sub College of Eloquence as a bard. Because they're very much word focused, which I feel like I would really love to play and find out. But I feel like having that very word focused, like your words and how you speak them and the tone has an effect on people, and that's your magic. I feel like you could come up with some really fun concept ways to say, like, oh, like vicious mockery. You know, it's fun to say, like, mocking someone while you do a vicious mockery. It if you didn't, it just wouldn't fit.
Yeah, dude, I've always wanted to play a rogue, but I could never. It's like one of those classes that I have trouble, like, learning how to actually play it. Like that, the That's artificer. So I can't do it for some reason. I tried, which I thought, like, originally Stony was going to be a fucking bard, but I couldn't. Like, I was looking into it and I was like, dude, I can't do this shit. I was like, all right, it's going to be a gunslinger.
Is dope.
Bards are so fun. I don't know what it is. I think it's just because of the charismatic aspect of a bard. I kind of relate to it in ways, and it's like, if I'm gonna play a D&D character, even though I've not been a player, I would love to have the opportunity to really play true to that, because I feel like I could just have the creativity. My creativity is limitless, and I feel like that would just expand it even more.
Oh yeah, dude. I think that's one of those classes where you have to be, like, on your toes and really creative. We had played a campaign with our DM. He was actually a player, and he played a bard. I can't remember what the fuck his name was, but he was always on his toes. He always had a comeback. Tristan Beat. That's what it was. He always had a comeback or, like, a little fucking funny little song or some shit. And I was like, that's so fucking cool. Like, personally, I don't think I could do that.
And see. Like, what's your go-to, Rudy?
It would be like a two-way tie between either Druid or Warlock. I fuck with Druid so hard. Like, I like the nature aspect. Like, oh, you can shapeshift and all that. And, like, playing Stony now, it's fucking so cool because the DM, like, custom made a circle for me. And he's like, yeah, you have this. And he created, like, custom feats where, like, I can access, like, more stuff. And I was like, dude, I fucking love this so much. But Druid was actually the first class I ever built when CJ was teaching me how to play D&D. Because for the longest time, he was trying to teach me. He's like, yeah, it's like, I play with my friends and all that, and we're looking for extra players and all that. I was like, I don't know, man. I'm more of a Magic the Gathering kind of man myself. And we always argued about that. And he eventually got me to build a character, and I was an Owling Druid. His name was Alistair Durrell. And I never got to actually play him either, but it was like my first character, and I just fell in love with Druid, and Warlock is just fucking sick. I don't like that you have to sleep all the time to get my fucking spells back, but it would be probably Druid and then Warlock and then Fighter.
See, Druids are very cool. I mean, I literally did the exact same thing, like the custom circle I did a custom subclass because it's not a circle in our reality, but I did a custom subclass for Demry, who plays Quill in our campaign.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've listened and what and how far you've listened, but like how I built that subclass, that was me and her for 2 or 3 days sitting down, going through, okay, what abilities do we want you to have? You know, what do we have? You, what do we want you to have access to? Okay, what does your wild shape look like? You know, and if you're, I don't know how far you guys are on, but like she can, if you really listen, she can only turn into one thing. But the real question is, what is the one thing she turns into? Because there's only two.
Mind explosion.
Yeah. CJ, you're the last one to share.
But
what's your favorite like class or favorite one of your characters you've built?
So it's a three-way tie between Artificer, Wizard, or like Ranger. I've always liked the Artificer aspect of being like a, you know, full construct. It just goes with that, and then kind of tweaking it around there is pretty fun. I do have a character that is Artificer Wizard, I believe.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's a battlesmith, artificer, however. There is no improper way, only proper for the Artificer Fistle.
Are you excited for the new expansion that they're doing for Artificer?
Yeah, that shit looks sick. And that's another thing that I like. So I've been trying to, like, I know how to build characters. I can make them, you know, broken as fuck to where it's just no fun for anyone but me. But that's not what I want to do. I want to build a character that has utility, but can still do the weird, crazy shit that I enjoy doing, which is typically a form of either magic or ranged attack and stealing shit. Or if I have to avoid like stealing, because I would make a wizard that could steal, a ranger that could steal, an artificer that could steal. I always made it where that sleight of hand score was pretty damn high. But I figured, hey, if I can't do that, why not figure out some sort of crafting aspect, you know, start my own little mobile shop, full shop, whatever. And so, yeah, I'm always into building. So when I saw that Artificer Fisser shit come out, I was all over it.
I know. I'm excited. I've never actually played with an Artificer class. I've never really seen it in action, but that would be, I've thought about it because, I mean, there's such great concepts, and especially with the new expansion that they're mainly focused on how artificers craft, you know, how they actually like have their crafts. Like some are known for crafting maps, some are known for crafting machines, some are known for crafting weapons, you know, just giving them more of that differential that they were missing in the Artificer class when they had first come out with it. And just really building on top of it and making it so much more unique and making it so much more personal for people that really want to explore that class and have that little bit of magic and have that little bit of creativity and making your own things in any way, shape, or form. It doesn't just have to be a machine. It doesn't just have to be a weapon. It can be a magical piece of paper or a magical map that shows you certain things, you know?
Yeah. No, very true. Very true.
So with and like that's the new classes coming out, because
she's interested.
You guys, your partners play as well, right? Or you guys have tried to bring them into it at least?
Haven't really had the opportunity.
I've brought Demry in. I don't know about Toast. I think Toast.
Yeah, so with like the newer expansion and all that, where they're like releasing like multiple classes and like different like subclasses and like different like races or stuff like that. Personally, like when I brought my wife in, we were playing the one shot and she played a druid as well. But she was like so confused, like, oh, well, what's this circle and this circle? Do you guys find it a little bit harder now that they keep adding stuff to it to like try to keep up and try to help your partner stay with it?
So I don't try to help her keep up with it. I tell her what I think is fun. And then like, if she gets curious, she looks up on her own. Truly, like for mine, she's always loved the druid class. Her first player that she, when I first got her into D&D, the first character she ever made was a druid. And then we got into Baldur's Gate and she tried Paladin and had the ability to try all these fun, different classes.
Yeah.
And then that really made it easy. So like when I see a fun subclass, you know, that I'm like, hey, you know, check this out. She looks at it and, you know, she tells me like, oh yeah, this would be great for like a one shot or this or that, you know, and that's how I've kind of tried to keep it up, you know, try to keep her up on like, okay, you know, like these, it saves work on me of like trying to introduce her to everything. She looks it up on herself like, oh, you know, I want to try this. Okay, well, let's find a way to try it.
Yeah, because I know that with CJ's wife, we tried bring her in as well. Like I did a one shot for her, and I don't know what her thing was. I think she liked it, but she doesn't like the role playing aspect of it. But I
think she's ashamed to admit nerdism.
Don't you turn your back on it?
But I have a follow up question. You're what, Rudy?
Don't worry about it, dog. Keep going. But what do you think is like the easiest class to like start off with? Because I remember when I first started playing
after this,
when I first started playing, I remember CJ when he was showing me, he's like, well, fighter is like the easiest class to learn. Like anything magic is going to be pretty hard, but I was like, I'm going to do druid anyways. What did you guys start off with? And did you guys think it was like, you would have been better off playing something else? Or did you guys like actually where you started at?
I would honestly say the easiest class to start off in is a rogue. Because a lot of people that play D&D have played video games and they've always ended up being a small little stealthy person, you know, at some point in their video game experience. So I feel like that is truly the easiest class to start off someone in. And I would have to say it's almost also tailored per person, because depending, like truly to figure out what the best class is for someone that's starting brand new is to ask them, okay, what video games have you played or what books have you read and what have those characters been, you know, like what aspirations as a human would you take from these books or these video games that you would want as a person? Okay. That really leads on to what is the easiest class for them. I did the same thing with Toast. I told him, you know, okay, these are all these different classes. This is what they do. Really making think of back on his history of playing video games. Huh. If I've always been someone that's been like, I've always had that dream of wanting to be someone that's going to punch someone in the face, you know, but I've always played a lot of this. So why don't I change it up and try that?
Yeah, dude.
Just giving them the option.
Yes.
I think it's cool. Like how like Toast said that he kind of started basing his character off of like a video game. You said it was Rise, correct? So I've always seen that game, but I never got it. Like I never got the chance to play it, but it's cool when they're like, oh, like I based this character off this like video game and this and this. But my problem is I never played video games like that. Like the only video games like I grew up playing were like racing games. I don't think it'd be like, hey, I'm playing like four levels into a car. Like I'm playing a fucking, I'm playing a Nissan.
I'm playing a Nissan GTR.
I'm a 2018 Nissan Rogue.
Yep.
Nissan Rogue.
I see you have a Rogue class in here. But like the only games I've ever played was like racing games and like fucking like wrestling games. And then I just barely started getting into like gaming with like CJ. But I've only ever played stuff like that and like fucking like skating games. So whenever like the idea, it always seems wild to me. Like, oh, well, I based it off this character in this video game. I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Or you'd be like, oh yeah, like Oblivion. I was like, ah, cool, dude. Like, anybody play Skate 3 lately?
Oh, I love Skate 3.
Yeah, that's my unwinding game. I just get home, I turn on some Skate 3, and just fucking, I zone out for a while.
God. God, what a fucking comeback. Another one to Nissan Rogue is the fucking Ford Ranger.
Yes.
Oh, man. There's got to be, like, a custom class of just car builds.
Just car builds.
But they can only have, like, fucking D&D, like, fucking names.
That's nuts. That is nuts. Dodge Ram is just a barbarian.
Yes.
Dodge Ram barbarian.
Nissan Titan is also a barbarian, but of the fucking way of the giants.
It's like part Tarrasque.
Part Tarrasque.
Yes.
Yo.
No, so that reminds me, the one thing I can never forget with my first character was I actually played with Pops, and that was, I think, D&D 3.5.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it was 3.5. And I made a Goliath rogue. Max height, max weight. Yet my shit was built so properly that I could get in the space of like small crates and stealth my way out of any situation in any fucking shop. Or get any item I wanted.
That's kind of what my raccoon folk was based off of. He was just like, you know, Rick the, like, Rocket the Raccoon was kind of a little bit of the inspiration for it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I wanted to play this raccoon that was just really fucked up and loved to steal and stab people for no reason. And I was like, I'm going to make that into a character. And then make them a rogue because I just want to be able to hide, stab, steal what I want, and no consequences because you can't find me. And plus, I could talk to animals, so I can just have the animals do it for me.
Dude, I think fucking nice. Rogue is very versatile, but it's another one of those things I don't understand.
Well, and that's why, too, like, you can build it with any class. Like, that Goliath rogue, I could hide anywhere, take anything, but it's always the random moments that really test how you've built your character.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Like, we had gotten, it was Pops. It was Stella. So Pop's wife, the woman who plays Stella on the podcast, her brother and me. And her brother had done something to get us caught by the city guard, and he was about to arrest us, and I had no idea what I was thinking, but I just looked at Pops because he was the DM and told him, what did I need to roll to pick up that guard by the feet? Or sorry, not the guard. I looked and saw her brother's character as the guard was coming at me. And it was a, what do I have to roll to pick him up? I did it. I succeeded. And I swung him like a baseball bat into the city guard.
That is nuts.
That's fucking, I remember you telling me that. That's the one of the things that made me want to start playing D&D. You told me, I was like, you could do that? You're like, dude, you can do anything.
That is, like, I love that amount of creativity. That is nuts. Like, again, back in our session for our episode 14, we're going to have, it's, for heaven's sakes, these motherfuckers found a hot air balloon and used it to get on top of a 12,000 foot mountain in one whole day of travel.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's creative as fuck. I don't know if we've had anything like that so far. I mean,
The best rolls I've ever seen out of these guys. I'm not joking. Natural 20s. 27 plus rolls, yeah, like every fucking time to find and use and fly a hot air balloon up to a peak of a ginormous mountain.
Jesus.
And they were all for the balloon. And that was without my nat 20 that helped them.
The fucking balloon checks.
Yeah, yeah, to see if they fucking died while flying a hot air balloon.
I remember one time it was like in the first campaign I was playing with Pops and Manda and CJ and all that. We were fighting a group of like gnolls, I think. And we got down to like the last like boss gnoll. And the DM's like, well, you guys got in cornered. What do you want to do? And we all just fucking attack them. I think we had like 4 20s like back to back. Like everybody got a 20 on that. I was like, we're just going to stomp them out like that fucking printer in Office Space.
You shall live no more and just fucking annihilate them.
Now you have my permission to die.
Yep, exactly. Hell yeah, I rolled a natural 20 against my own goddamn DC for an NPC.
That's fucking hilarious.
That's literally what led them to the balloon. And I literally did, are you fucking me moment. That was a fucking me moment from the DM when I rolled so goddamn good.
Because the second that the guy who owned it decided that we should go back down, they killed him while they tried to
kill him. I love how that shit works.
So they're in this hot air balloon. They get up. He's showing them how. The other hunter is like, I am studying everything this guy's doing. By the way, his passive perception is a 32. Okay. This character's nice. Passive perception is nuts. His fucking modifier is a plus 11. Okay. He can only roll below a 10. So he gets a guaranteed 21 no matter what he can do because he has that rogue feat, that rogue trait where he only rolls 10s. For proficient skills. So.
Jeez.
He rolled 2 of his natural 20s during the watching and the flying of the balloon. They get up in the air that he's watching. He rolls a natural 20 to really study how well this is going while another character is trying to also watch to make sure they don't die. They get up there. The gnome's like, well, you know, this is as high as I go. I don't go any higher than this. It allows me to check surroundings and then come back down. Another one of the players, Quill, she has telepathic communication because of her form. And she looks at Rico and says, do you want me to throw him off? Rico goes, yeah. She grabs this dude by the collar, yeets him off. Everyone's like, oh my God, he's going to die. I had the character have Featherfall because I had already planned for him being thrown off the hot air balloon. At this point, because I knew it was going to happen.
That's how well you know your players. You just clock that shit and like,
yep. Instead of Featherfall here. I just knew that was going to happen. And then he proceeded to roll several 20 plus rolls to fly the air balloon. There's survival checks to like dealing with the weather and stuff like that. You know, that, you know, rolling a D20 to see how the weather affects you. They outsmarted my weather by using the power of the wind. And they flow to the top.
Captain Planet.
They outplayed my ass. And I was like, are you... okay.
Actually,
this happens. That's funny that you say there's that. No way I cannot
Cam
make this happen.
And I were talking like right before we were recording that episode.
How many episodes in advance were you guys planning
that
already?
He was telling me that I need to like, you know, use my brain a little more when I'm playing the game because I mentioned that I tend to get a little bored when we're doing dialogue because I don't know what to say to progress the story or anything like that. And so I was just like, well, what about a hot air balloon? And then Hunter decided
there's
that
no right
we were
going
to fucking find that hot air balloon. Didn't he use...
He did.
Didn't he use an inspiration?
And he used all of his luck. All of his luck.
He did it.
Yeah, probably dude. one of my most favorite episodes.
Needed that hot air balloon.
Yeah. Yeah. He used an inspiration.
Dude, inspiration's fucking dope, but...
He was dedicated to the cause.
It's like, don't worry, we're going to find you that fucking balloon.
It was mentioned and it that was his obsession. An hour and a half every time Diaz asking me, how close are we to getting that balloon? Can I roll a perception check to see if I see it?
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Yeah.
Dad, are we?
And the reason, the only reason they truly found the hot air balloon is because of my own goddamn self.
All about those hot
that tavern keeper rolled a natural 20 for his insight / history check to see if he knew where the gnomes were that made hot air balloons. And after that, I was like, "Are you
about that?"
He was like, "Oh yeah, this is this." And I went to myself afterwards, "Are you fucking me?" I just did that to myself.
Sometimes it happens.
Yeah, dude.
Sometimes in D&D, we are our own worst enemy.
100%.
Not even that, dude. Sometimes, like, it's just frustrating. Like, you're like, "Hey, like, I have like this idea how you guys are gonna get to this point." And then they fucking circumvent it. They go the long way. They do long math on that shit. Like, I've DM'd for CJ and then my lady and then my buddy. And I don't remember what the fucking situation was. I think, like, the whole camp, like, the one shot was, like, you guys are doing, like, a Suicide Squad kind of thing. And I was like, you guys are going to, like, this part. And, like, oh, no, like, the bridge broke. How are you guys going to survive? And then I think one of them was playing, like, half a centaur. I was like, I can just climb off the side and we can ride down. I was like, God damn it. I think you guys are going to find an item halfway through, but you know, fuck it. Just do it.
I see how it is. You choose to shortcut what I had done. All right. I guess I can only say yes at this point.
It's a lot of fucking improv. It's a lot of yes and.
Yeah, sometimes it is. Sometimes it is.
Why do you think Tor doesn't cross toll bridges? He just circumvents them.
That was a dick move, bro.
That was a great move.
Like, I feel like 90% of the problems we have is just because Tor's like, I can find a way around it. Like, you
can't,
bro.
That's who he is. That's who he is. I couldn't see it any other way. Well, thank you, guys. This has been a great Chuck Norris event.
65% Chuck.
Pride to Chuck. Pride to Chuck. Half about Chuck, half about D&D and character stuff.
It was like 60% Chuck, bro.
It was, yeah, you're right. It's about 60% Chuck. Yep. 65%. It's like 65-35. That's what the ratio is right here.
Are we getting that Sex Panther ratio? 60% of the time it works every time.
Yes, every time. Well, do come back. Because we enjoy having you. We just need the last one of your Nat 1 and Done players. Go check these guys out. These guys are players for Nat 1 and Done. At Nat 1 and Done on Instagram. If you guys want to plug the rest.
Shit, dude.
The rest.
Instagram, Twitter, YouTube.
That's fire.
Clapper. And pretty soon, that Tor's so OnlyFans.
Yes.
Tor's OnlyFans?
Yeah, it's only furs.
That's fire. That's dead ass fire. That's dead ass fire.
It incorporates a lot of happiness because you get the people that, you know, have that urge to see a crazy chase happening, and you see Tor chasing said furred creature. Then you see him catch it, kill it, and skin it.
That is not where I was going with that, but yeah. Basically, check us out anywhere that you can stream. Shit, Spotify, Apple, help me out here, CJ. I'm blanking.
No, it's
all of them. It's most, yeah, it's most major or all platforms. Podcasts. Yeah. Yes, most major streaming platforms. I know I struggled that on a daily basis trying to say, oh, yeah, go check us out on most podcast systems or whatever. You know, just you could find us. We're not hidden.
If you don't find us, we'll find you.
Wherever you listen to shit, like, look for us on there, you know?
Yeah, bro. Go find us on this and that. I don't even know what that is, but you know, you can even find them on TikTok, bro. They got great clips.
Yeah, you can eventually find us on what's that one? Vine?
Omegle 2?
Check us out on MySpace.
LinkedIn.
Oh god, I want to see all of our characters' LinkedIn profiles.
We're in the yellow pages.
Yo. Let me get my DocuSign account out.
Books.
Let me get my
yellow pages, man. fuck.
Get one of those fucking burner phones, and you know how like people, like celebrities, like, oh, you can contact me at this number and I'll answer. I just want to get one of those like burner phones, so then just give out that number, and when they call, just be unhinged. Where are you?
Just,
where are
that's
you?
My purse. I don't know you.
Fucking menace.
What'd you do with my brick of cheese? What? And then just hang up.
That's my bike.
That's nuts.
I'm not.
Oh,
it's time to get romantical.
Bobby.
God damn it, Bobby. I told you.
Oh,
we only sell propane and propane accessories.
Did you see that they're revising that?
God. I hope it's like Beavis and Butthead all over again.
Yeah. I hope they don't ruin it, though.
Deep over my bunghole.
Yeah, you leave the great cornholio out of this.
Deep over my cornholio.
He is an amazing man. Save many lives.
Well, go check these absolute chaos monkeys, and go check our chaos monkeys and our chaos that we create, our caffeinated chaos, not our Nat 1 fueled chaos that these guys create, but our caffeinated chaos here on most of whatever you listen to. Again, we are also on Instagram, Blue Sky, and TikTok. Go check these guys out on the same platforms and even more platforms, because they're been around a little bit longer than we have. And thank you all for joining. Now we're going to go talk about more Chuck. Toodaloo, y'all.